at BillO'Reilly.com. Premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So I want to welcome in all our thousands of new premium and concierge members. The reason that so many people are signing up, and I've mentioned this before, is because we are ahead of the story. We are not repeating the same things over and over and over as television news is doing. And we are not politicizing this virus. However, our lead story tonight is political because it is becoming obvious to me and other observers that the virus will be the main campaign issue in November. And so there are two sides to the story at this point. Of course, that will change. That President Trump booted it and wasn't prepared and didn't pay attention early enough, and that it developed into this contagion that should have been contained. That's the Democrats' point of view and the press. And remember, the press and the Democrats are working together to dislodge Donald Trump. The administration side is we were ahead of the curve. No one else, including the Democratic Party, flagged this virus. Once we understood the dangerous nature of it, we took effective measures. That's the Trump administration. Now you, the voter, are going to have to decide. And the decision will change because the facts will change. If the virus, as I said, is under control by midsummer, Trump's likely to win, unless Biden puts Michelle Obama on the second, which is the rumor now. That's the rumor du jour, that Michelle Obama will be the VP selection. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could. And it will change. That's a game changer. Anyway, so if the virus is contained by the summer, people go back to work, kids are in school in September, because a lot of states are just knocking the whole school thing out because of potential lawsuits, which is crazy, but that's what's happening. And if the pandemic rages throughout the summer and into the fall, Democrats will probably win. And that's it. But right now, it's who knew what, when, and all of that. So let me give you the facts. Again, pen and paper, always good to have. So there was a paper given to the federal government on November 20th, 2019. The title of the paper was Ending the Cycle of Crisis and Complacency in U.S. Global Health Security. It was done by former Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, Stephen Morrison, a Global Health Policy Center VP, and Dr. Julie Gerberding, Commission on Strengthening America's Health Security. It's a good paper. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing, but I read enough of it to know. They said, look, you know, this is a dangerous world vis-a-vis virus. They didn't say Wuhan virus or coronavirus or COVID. They didn't say that. They said it's dangerous. We should be paying attention to it. That came out November 20th. A little bit before that, September 2019, there was a paper issued, Preparedness for High-Impact Respiratory Pandemic. This came out of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. All right, it's another, you know, academic paper. Academic. But it was issued. And then on January 29th, one day before President Trump issued the travel ban from China, Daniel Coats, Director of National Intelligence, published a paper that said Worldwide Threat Assessment of U.S. Intelligence Community. So that's what prompted Donald Trump to take action. So when Coats, the Director of National Intelligence, said, look, this is going to be bad. Now, on the 22nd, I'll say this again. I'm sorry to be repetitive. I flagged y'all. Y'all is a Southern expression. I flagged you. And the reason I did that is because I was following the University of Hong Kong and their assessment going back to 2007. And I said, this thing's going to break out. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Reopening of the states. You know about Georgia and Tennessee. All right. Alabama, that's going to open soon. Florida, some beaches are open there. They're going to open soon. Minnesota has opened golfing, boating, fishing, hunting, and hiking. It's already open. Public schools may open May 4th in Minnesota. That'll be interesting to see. Mississippi, order expires next week to stay at home. I don't expect that order to be to extend in Mississippi. Oklahoma. I don't know what's going to happen in Oklahoma. The state can begin reopening May 1st. I don't know how that's going to shake down. Texas, just south of Oklahoma, obviously, they're reopening in Texas. South Carolina reopened some beaches. Public schools closed through April 30th. Will that extend? I'm not sure. Pennsylvania schools closed the rest of the year in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the reason this is happening in Ohio and Pennsylvania and the states, lawsuits. The lawyers are starving, the ambulance chasers, and there are millions of them. They're starving. And they're just lined up. One kid goes back to school, gets the virus, bang, $10 million lawsuit against the school district or the state or whatever. Schools know that. I can't tell you, I'm not going to get into it today, how pernicious and destructive the legal industry is in the United States to our well-being. All right, new poll. I don't really believe this poll. Axios, Ipsos, you know. How much of a risk to your health and well-being do you think returning to normalcy will be? Large risk, moderate risk, 72%. Small risk, no risk, 27%. It's a risk. It's a risk going back, there's no doubt. Have you social distance? Yes, 92%. And that's the key. Even if you go back to work or you're going into a place to buy something, you kind of stay away, you wear the little mask and whatever. Be right back with a final thought.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, so you're seeing a reopening in some parts of the country. We're keeping an eye on Europe and how that goes. I want to say that the more patient we are, the better. Now, I am not a patient man. I never have been. That caused me trouble. It's helped me in a way because I was ambitious and I rose to the top quickly in my profession. I worked my butt off because I was impatient. I wanted to get there, and I did. But in other ways, my impatience is hurting, leading to mistakes. So now with the pandemic, we need to be cautious. So I don't mind people going out. I think the governor of Michigan is way off it when she says you can't get in your car and drive to your second home, or you can't buy mulch in Home Depot. I think this is insane, and I'll fight against that. I don't think you have to wear a mask and you're walking a dog. All right, the dog's looking at you like, what? What's going on here? You gonna hold me up? You don't need the mask when you walk the dog. You do need to stay 6 feet away because a lot of people are asymptomatic. You don't know. They look fine. They feel fine. They're carrying it. You got to do that. All of that is, annoying. Don't defy it. I mean, there's people out there, I want to do this, They're wrong. Because they may be carrying the disease and they may give it to somebody who dies. So it's not all about you. It's about them. Patience, 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 patience. Take it slow. Take it easy. Think about what you're going to do, where you're going to eat, what you're going to have, where you're going to go. All right? We live in an electronic age. The urchins are all over the machines. God, if those machines and those games didn't exist, they'd be killing. I dread to think about what would happen. I don't do the machines. I'm reading. I'm learning. I'm doing this. I'm compiling information for you. But it's frustrating. I got to be patient. I'm not going to do anything that puts you at risk, you being anybody around me. I'll see you tomorrow.